Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690. I am Matt Jordan, and joined here in the 9 o'clock hour on this Wednesday with the director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm not as jittery as that one time with that coffee shop.
Exactly. Yes. You guys were. Where were you guys this morning?
We were at the Walnut Street Boutique and Event Center. So yeah. It was a small group, but it was a good day. Lots of good stuff. Well, first we learned about Walnut Street, and if you've not been in there, I really encourage you to go. Tons of vendors in the boutique side. Ladies, we're talking purses, jewelry, clothes, all kinds of fun shopping. But then on the event side is where we go. I've booked it for multiple events this year already. So it's a great little event center. You can actually rent chair covers and linens and decorations, or she can even be your party planner, and she'll set up all the food and all the decorations and everything. So it's pretty neat. But this is the season with all the holiday parties, Thanksgiving parties, Christmas parties. So if you've got something, I would say book it now. A couple other things going on. So Erlene from the Community Health Center, they are having a drive-through flu clinic. Flu. Okay. We hear so much about COVID and all the clinics and shots and everything, but it is also flu season getting ready to come up. So Friday, 3 to 7. And Saturday, 7 to 1. And you don't have to be a patient at the Community Health Center. So it's open to everybody. Leanne from the Public Library, just a reminder. She mentioned last week that all their programs right now are virtual. So you get on Facebook and they'll do a craft and show you how to do it from home. But you can get on their newsletter on the website or on Facebook, and it tells you what dates are coming up for the crafts and then story time. Jamie from Coffeeville Rec, today is the deadline for the Plush Pal. That's going to be on October 7th, and a little craft that they're doing. And then also this Friday is the deadline for basketball, session one. So if your kiddo is going to be playing basketball, make sure to get in this week. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army said he is looking for businesses that maybe want to be a sponsor for Kettle. Basically, that means you either have the kettle at your business, or you can match the funds, or you can volunteer to do some bell ringing, all that great stuff. It usually starts right around Thanksgiving, but he's going to go ahead and try to get it all lined up right now. And he's also searching for a kettle coordinator for the season, which is kind of what he does, but this is just all they will do is just organize all the kettles around town and the bell ringing, and it's a paid position. So anybody looking for a temporary job, that would be a great one because you're giving back to the community as well. A few other things, and I think you guys have this on one of your news stories, but counterfeit money is going around right now, and it kind of cracks me up a little bit because it's not regular counterfeit. It's pretty obvious. So just tell your employees and cashiers just to make sure that if they get a $100 bill, which you don't get that many of those anyway, so it should be obvious. But right at the top, it says for motion picture copy money. So don't take those. We've got a couple businesses that have had taken those and are out that money. So be careful of that counterfeit going around.
I think this is slipping through, and this is just, you know, my theory, yeah, is that we're so many places are understaffed and overworked.
Oh, I know.
That you're just trying to get people right through as quickly as possible. I know. And you overlook it just a bit, and you go on. Mm-hmm. So
a lot of businesses, though, they have a policy where if it's a bill that's higher than, you know, like 50 or above, they have to mark it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the hundreds are sneaking through. I would expect maybe if you sneak through like motion picture 20s or,
right, exactly,
you know, 10s or something like that. But
yeah, yeah, exactly. This Sunday is a great event coming up. It's the Hispanic Heritage Gathering. That is going to be in the 10th Street parking lot over there, kind of behind the landings area. I'm excited about it. I think it's 4 to 8, but they're going to have music, live music, and all kinds of fun stuff for that. And, of course, all kinds of authentic, lovely dishes.
Yeah, the food sounds amazing.
It's going to be wonderful. The biggest thing coming up, though, is Dalton Defender Weekend is coming up in just, I think we've got about 3 weeks before that hits. And that is October 1st and 2nd. And I got a little preview of some of the activities they're going to be doing, and it looks like a lot of fun. All day long activities on Saturday. Friday, we'll have activities in the evening. And, of course, the reenactments. Speaking of those, though, they are looking for volunteers to serve as the quote-unquote townspeople during the reenactment. So if you could volunteer your time, I think there's one on Friday, and then there's three showings on Saturday. And it's really short and quick. And you just, like I said, you get to dress up and be part of the townspeople. So if you can do that, contact Billy at Bandits and Bling. And they are trying to get that all coordinated and set up. But we'll have more details on Dalton Defenders Day. And it is coming and we're excited. So, today is Sam's last day, our director, wonderful director for Visit Coffeeville. So if you are out and about, please stop by the chamber this afternoon after lunch, sometime before 4. It's a just come and go reception, but we're going to have everybody come in and leave a little note in a book and, you know, give her farewell. And we're excited for her. She's gearing up for the baby to come, and but we're going to be sad. So today's the last day on that. Signups are getting ready to start for some fall events. So we have Spooktacular coming up. Everybody has already been calling, asking, are we having it this year? So we are, and let me pull up my calendar real quick. The date on that is going to be the 21st, Thursday the 21st, Spooktacular Downtown Trick-or-Treating. We do need lots of businesses, organizations, or groups that want to hand out candy, though. On average, about 1,000 people come through, and so we need lots of candy. So if your business, organization, or group wants to have a table, please call the chamber and get signed up for that. And then we'll also be doing sign-ups for the Christmas parade in December and holiday open house in November. So lots of those fun events coming. The other last event I wanted just to mention, I've been talking about it for several weeks now, but our Brew Fest is coming up October 9th. And we only have one more week before the ticket prices go up. So if you want the good deal, get your ticket prices. You can stop by the chamber and purchase, or you can purchase online. Go to our website, coffeevillechamber.com, and you can purchase those tickets. And we're excited about Brewfest. It's going to be a lot of fun. I felt like there was something else I was going to say. Oh, yes, the last thing we talked about earlier. The chamber is looking for ambassadors. What is an ambassador, you say? I'm glad you asked. Basically, our ambassadors represent and support the chamber. So they are the ones that go out to the ribbon cuttings, business spotlights, and they're just out in the community kind of connecting with our businesses and supporting them. They also help us with planning our events like our annual dinner, Christmas parade, Spooktacular, all that. So the ambassadors help with that. They help with all the spotlights and ribbon cuttings and basically just kind of represent the chamber and helping us out with everything that's going on. It's a great way to get involved in the community, get connected. You can do it working, although I'm definitely looking for some retirees. So if you're wanting to volunteer, this is a wonderful opportunity to do it because it's very, very low-key. We don't ask you to do too much. But if you're interested, call me and I can give you some more detail. You can come by the chamber. You can call me on anything that I talked about today. Our number is 251-2550, or email. My email is on the website or Facebook, Bird Messenger, whatever you want to do. Come in the chamber, talk to me today when you come in and see Sam.
Yes, so, there you go.
Yeah. And the only other thing I just want to say, I'll be sharing more details on the next coming weeks, but we're changing up our coffee news and networking, and so we're going to start doing a once-a-month one, and I'll have more details on that because it's going to be pretty interesting, pretty fun, that we're going to be doing on that. But I will still come in every week because I love talking to everybody out there. I'll share all the great positive news stories as well as events coming up in our community. So don't worry, you'll still have me every week.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you're the highlight of my Wednesday, so exactly. You got to come in every Wednesday.
I got to do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff coming up. I know that October is just going to be scratching the surface with events, and we're just going to get more and more busy as we move
throughout.
We will.
So make sure you jump on our website to the community calendar because, there's going to be so many events in the next 6 weeks. So, yay.
All right, Candy. Well, thank you for coming in on this Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. And enjoy your wonderful vacation.
Thank you. I look forward to it. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.